CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 28th of March 2021. Here are the main news headlines. Ham Radio Friedrichshafen cancelled. In-person exams to resume. 18th of April is World Amateur Radio Day. The in-person Ham Radio International Amateur Radio Exhibition held in Friedrichshafen in Germany has once again been cancelled. With the COVID-19 pandemic maintaining a very firm grip on world events, the venue has been forced to postpone the event until 2022. The dates for 2022 will be the 24th to the 26th of June. Details of any online activities in place of this year's event will be released nearer the time. The RSGB's remote invigilation exams have been a great success during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Society can now plan to resume exams for candidates who prefer to sit them in a club setting with in-person invigilation. The RSGB will start accepting bookings from club examination secretaries from the date when the government lifts all COVID-19 restrictions in their part of the UK. The Society will release further details shortly. The online remote invigilation exams will continue in parallel. Mandatory practical assessments at foundation level will remain suspended pending an ESC/ESRG-led review and consultation on their long-term future. The 18th of April will be World Amateur Radio Day. It was on this day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. The theme for 2021 will be Home But Never Alone. Due to COVID-19, many gatherings and amateur radio events have been cancelled, but amateur radio kept us connected. Listen out for special event stations around the world that will be on the air on that day. The RSGB is holding its AGM online this year on Saturday the 24th of April and will live stream the event. You can submit written questions for board directors in advance through a form on the Society's website. After the formal business part of the meeting, EMC Chair John Rogers, M0JAV, will give an update on Ofcom's new EMF regulations. In the UK, the clocks went forward 1 hour at 1 a.m. today, the 28th of March. This means we're on British summer time. Please note that many contests and other events often state the timings in UTC or GMT, which will be 1 hour behind the local clock time here in the UK. The next edition of Radcom Basic is now available. It includes articles on using a multimeter, both digital and analog, tracking down sources of interference, and part two of making small metal boxes. RSGB members can read previous editions of Radcom Basics online. You can also register to receive notification of subsequent issues as they become available at the same address. At the request of the European Commission, the IARU met with representatives of the automotive industry, standards bodies and the Commission on the 25th of March. It was to review the current position on the development of an emission standard for wireless power transfer for electronic vehicles. There was a frank exchange of views and the Commission determined that further joint tests should be arranged. The IARU confirmed it was content to participate and welcomed the initiative. A further meeting will take place once the relevant tests have been completed, with a view to making progress towards an emission standard. Read the full news item at iaru-r1.org. There's an IET webinar about amateur radio on the 12th of May, starting at 7:30 p.m. Phil Gold will give you an appreciation of amateur radio, a hobby that puts science and technology into action. You can register on the IET website, then go to the events tab. Registration is open to non-members as well as members of the IET. Lee M0RLE started a net at the beginning of the first lockdown. It's every Monday evening on GB3RF and GB3PF and usually attracts about 20 people. He's been working most of lockdown but has kept the net going, including contacting people if they miss the net to check that all is well with them. Well done to Lee. The short film ISS Overs won the Best Dramatic Short of the Quarantini Monthly Film Festival. It's also been selected as a finalist in the awards section of the We Make Films International Film Festival. It's about an elderly amateur radio operator who catches a signal from the International Space Station whilst in lockdown. Now for DX News, Lee HL1 IWD will be active holiday style as Stroke 5 from Coje Island, IOTA reference ASO81, between the 2nd and 4th of April. He'll be operating CW and some FT8 on the 40 to 20 metre bands, QSL via the Bureau, Direct or Direct EA5GL. Keith KL2JE will remain operating from Dutch Harbour, Unalaska Island, NA059, until the 10th of April. In his spare time, he's on 20 metres using FT8. Matt, SM6LRR, will be active as 8Q7MS from the Maldives between the 28th of March and the 10th of April. He's operating holiday style, mostly 40 to 15 metre bands using CW, but he will use some SSB. Special event news for the annual RAFARS airfield on the air activity, GB0WTY, standing for RAF Witten in Cambridgeshire, will be operating on the 3rd and 4th of April. This is the 9th year of operation. During the current restrictions, the call sign will be operated by RAFAC radio staff and members of Huntingdonshire ARS who live locally to RAF Witten. Subject to conditions, they'll be operating on the HF bands using CW Voice and RTTY, PSK31 and FT8. They'll also be on 2 metres FM and SSB. John, MW1CFN, will be active as GB1004 FTS from Anglesey, EU005, between the 25th of March and the 8th of April. He'll be operating SSB in digital modes on the HF band, 6 and 2 metres, QSL via Logbook of the World or Direct. The special call sign separates the 100th anniversary of the Royal Air Force's No. 4 Flying Training School, opened on the 1st of April 1921. Contest news, the RSGB VHF contest committee will once again accept portable entries from stations within some areas of the UK from the 29th of March. Different parts of the UK have different regulations, so please make sure you obey your national and local government's advice. Details, by the way, are in the RSGB contest committee letter, which you can subscribe to if you wish. The CQ Worldwide WPX SSB contest ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 28th. Please check the rules. There is a new multi-station category using 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club 80-metre contest runs 2000 to 2100 UTC, CW only. The exchange is your six-character locator. Next weekend, the SPDX contest runs from 1500 UTC on the 3rd to 1500 UTC on the 4th. SSB and CW, 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. SP stations will also exchange their province code. On Sunday the 4th of April, the first 70 MHz contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, "What a mixed week we had, with large geomagnetic storms interspersed with quiet periods. The first storm occurred last weekend when the KP index hit 6 on Saturday and then 5 on Sunday. This wasn't unexpected, and we did warn that it might happen in the last GB2RS broadcast. A second storm occurred when a weak shock passage was detected at around 1920 UTC on Wednesday evening. This was likely related to a coronal mass ejection coming off the sun's eastern limb, which was observed on the 20th of March. The solar wind increased from 375 kilometres per second to around 440 kilometres per second, and the BZ interplanetary magnetic field component tipped south. Otherwise, it was relatively quiet on the sunspot front, with the solar flux index climbing from 77 on Sunday to 84 on Thursday, reflecting the increased UV due to groups 2811 and 2812. Conditions have been a little lacklustre, with daytime maximum usable frequencies over 3,000 kilometre path, struggling to climb over 18 megs at times. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux index prediction at 78 all week. It also predicts unsettled geomagnetic conditions on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, with the KP index set to rise to 5 thanks to a high-speed stream from a coronal hole, expected press, critical frequencies and MUFs, until this clears later in the week and the KP index returns to more normal values. This might be a good time to check your antenna so that you're ready for the 10-metre sporadic E season in a few weeks. Now for the VHF and up propagation, after some welcome tropo down to Atlantic, France and northern Spain early last week, we're in the middle of a very disturbed period of weather, and this continues into early next week. Perhaps contrary to expectations, there could be some tropo over the southern warm air side of a waving front over southern Britain. This will most likely be west-east paths from southern Britain into northern Europe. Otherwise, we can hope the frontal rain band may provide limited rain scatter options on the gigahertz bands. From about Tuesday, a new high will establish a dominant position over the UK, and this could make tropo a bit more likely, but this will be a cold air high, and usually these are not the best providers of good tropo. As we enter April in the coming week, it's worth dusting down the sporadic E equipment and consider looking at 10 metres or 6 metre digital modes for early signs of life. If the locational trigger is jet streams, in this case it would favour Scandinavia and the Baltic region. For EMF enthusiasts, declination goes negative today, so peak moon elevation will fall as the week progresses and moon windows will shorten. Path losses are at their lowest, with perigee coming up on Tuesday. The Lyrids meteor shower will start to ramp up in about 2 weeks' time, peaking about the 22nd of April, but until then the best time for meteor scatter contacts is the pre-dawn random meteor enhancement. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. It's all from me also. Until next week.